This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know the stories you read about all the gridlock in Manhattan whenever President Obama, or any president for that matter, pays a visit? Or the moaning about half the highways here in L.A. being shut down whenever he comes out here for a fundraiser? Same thing's been happening in Beijing this week during the Communist Party Congress. The capital is China's number one tourist destination, except for this week. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz reports.
Huang Yanhe pedals his pedicab around the rear entrance to Beijing's Forbidden City, trying to make eye contact with foreigners, groups wearing identical long-billed caps, folks who look hopelessly lost, anyone who appears to be a tourist. But it's tough this week.
I can't find anyone. We're way too obsessed with the 18th Party Congress.
Huang wears a badge with the name of his company, Three Oceans Flaming Dragon Culture Consulting Company. Culture consulting in Beijing is at an all-time low, says Huang, thanks to all the security surrounding the leadership transition.
All the tour groups are gone, and it's a hassle going anywhere because of traffic restrictions. Many tourist sites are off-limits, so most people have canceled their trips. We're all just waiting for the Party Congress to finish so we can get back to work.
It seems tourist Ma Hongqian didn't get the memo. She's enjoying a quiet walk around Hohai Lake, sans the usual loud tour groups. She skipped Tiananmen Square. Visitors have to go through two sets of pat-downs and ID checks before they're allowed there. She stayed away from the Forbidden City, too. This week, it's living up to its name.
Some of the tour sites are simply closed. On the bright side, it was really easy for me to buy a train ticket here.
Ma's from Xi'an, 730 miles away. All this has her thinking about China's leaders inside the Great Hall of the People and what she's hoping they accomplish.
They need to do something about the property market. I used to work for a cement company, and our sales plummeted after the government enacted property controls in the market.
But then Ma pauses, mid-sentence, and changes her mind.
I guess those measures were actually good, because a lot of people like me, we can't afford to buy a home. I couldn't even afford a down payment. Will this bubble get worse? All of this deserves some serious consideration.
Ma will have a couple more days in quiet Beijing to think about the country's problems before the city, the rest of the country, and China's leaders can get back to work. In Beijing, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.